Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Billy, are you?
I thought you did a great job tonight.
You're in, where are you?
I'm
now?
In North Carolina.
Oh, fine.
And,
good.
I thought that, I think that speech will pay richer political dividends than probably any you've made since you've been in the White House. I tried to sit here and analyze it as just an average, ordinary citizen who has to go shopping.
Yeah.
And I think it really hits home. I really do. I've talked to several people, and my wife and I both feel that that you really put it together. And what these network people said afterward, of course, is something that I'm sure, but what they said afterwards is very interesting. And the fact that the labor people came out for it, I think you must have done all your homework mighty well.
Well, we had to get them going. They're, of course, they don't want to come out for it, but they've got to because the people are for it. And those letters I referred to were all from people that had wage increases.
That's right. That was good. And I called BB, and he said he just finished talking to you, and I told him that I hope he wouldn't spend 1 minute worrying about the crazy article.
It's terrible.
And, they haven't got a single thing.
No, well, they're going
at a bunch of malarkey.
The poor fellow, you know, he's... of course, I have nothing. I'm not even in any of these deals. George is. George Smathers and he have been in business a lot, but I'm not. But they just go after the most terribly pipsqueak thing.
It's awful. Just a few dollars here and there. It's a fantastic that they would make stories like that. But, of course, you know what they're after.
Oh, sure they are,
well,
yeah.
I just wanted to tell you that.
Well, I appreciate
that.
You're
going to West Virginia tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going out to crown some queen or something.
Well, I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, this will be the 50th state we visited, and since I've been in. It's the first time in the history of the country that any president has visited all the states, let alone 50.
I didn't realize that.
In the old days, they couldn't do it. Now, with airplanes, we do.
Well, I'll be watching John tomorrow to see how he gets along.
Oh, he'll do great. You'll do great.
Okay, well, I hope you sleep.
He'll knock him dead.
Well, he couldn't have done
that. I'm bringing him with me down to your place, you know.
Is he going to come?
Sure he is. And I told Haldeman to be sure they arrange a separate car for him so that, you know, let the people...
I wanted to ask you one little thing. I'm going to make a remark that will last about 7 minutes, very loose.
Yeah, sure.
Dynamic or anything like that. But I have in there three or four paragraphs about you, and I hope that I have said some things in such a way that won't embarrass you. I might send it to Bob.
No. You do what you want. Don't you censor anybody.
I know, but I want to be sure I don't...
Sure.
Some of the characteristics that you have as a man.
Oh, that's great. It's fine.
And that I'm thankful that you have such presence in such an hour.
Great. Well, I think it's good that John Connolly can come, and I'm sure he can, that he and Nellie, you know, they're great supporters of yours. And also, everybody knows he's sort of the second man in the country at the moment. They like that.
It's great to have him, I'll tell you that.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Great. So you'll have a nice time with him.
Great. Well, I'll see you, Billy, and I do appreciate your call.
All right, sir.
Thank you.